Press On with Jared Gunter of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ.
Hello again, neighbors. Hope you're doing well today. This week, we're asking the question, are you running for or from the truth? And while it seems like an either-or question, today we're actually going to look at the idea that some might be somewhere in between. Sometimes we get confused about Scripture. Sometimes we get confused about what we really want out of life, and we kind of just stay in the gray area. Some have this idea of believing in Jesus and liking what he has to say and like the idea of obeying the gospel, obeying God. But then when push comes to shove, maybe there's a little bit of hesitancy. There's half-heartedness or a lukewarm feeling about the truth. And so we don't fully commit, or maybe we're just still so uncertain. And so we don't stray completely away, but we kind of straddle the fence. And so sometimes we find ourselves somewhere in between. Some people don't know how to initially take Jesus and the gospel. As we look in Scripture in Mark chapter 5, when Jesus healed a demon, we see there in verse 1, they came to the other side of the sea, to the country of the Gerasenes, and when Jesus had stepped out of the boat, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit. He lived among the tombs, and no one could bind him anymore, not even with a chain, for he had often been bound with shackles and chains, but he wrenched the chains apart, and he broke the shackles in pieces. No one had the strength to subdue him. Night and day among the tombs and on the mountains, he was always crying out and cutting himself with stones. And when he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and fell down before him. And crying out with a loud voice, he said, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I adjure you by God, do not torment me." For he was saying to him, "Come out of the man, you unclean spirit." And Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" He replied, "My name is Legion, for we are many." And he begged him earnestly not to send him out of the country. And so Jesus would send this demon into a herd of pigs who would run off the side of a hill into the sea. And word spread quickly about this. As you jump down to verse 14, the herdsmen fled and told it to the city. And verse 15, they came to see Jesus and saw the demon-possessed man and saw that this man was now in his right mind. And what was their reaction? They were afraid. And so they were so confused about what they had witnessed that there in verse 17 we see, and they began to beg Jesus to depart from their region. They were confused as to what exactly was going on, but fear motivated them to push Jesus away. Then in Acts chapter 14, we see somewhere in between where some people respond to the gospel positively, some negatively. And some who respond in a way that they think they're doing the right thing, but they need some correction. In Acts chapter 14, Paul and Barnabas are in Iconium, and we read there in verse 14 that a great number of both Jews and Greeks believed, but then there were some unbelieving Jews in verse 2 who stirred up the Gentiles and poisoned their minds against the brothers. And so then in verses 3 and 4 we read, "So they remained for a long time, speaking boldly for the Lord, who bore witness to the word of his grace, granting signs and wonders to be done by their hands. But the people of the city were divided. Some sided with the Jews and some with the apostles." And so maybe more of an example of running for or from the truth there. Maybe not so much an in-between. But then after they flee from this area, they find themselves in Lystra. And they are dealing with a man who's crippled from birth. He had never walked before. And so he listened to Paul speaking, and Paul, looking intently at him and seeing that he had faith to be made well, in verse 9, said in a loud voice, "Stand upright on your feet." And he sprang up and began walking. And when the crowd saw what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices, saying in Lyconian, "The gods have come down to us in the likeness of men." Barnabas they called Zeus, and Paul Hermes, because he was the chief speaker. So we can see there was a little bit of confusion as to who Paul and Barnabas really were, attributing them to being mythical gods among them, and certainly that was not the case. In fact, in verse 14, when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard of it, they tore their garments and rushed out into the crowd, crying out, "Men, why are you doing these things? We also are men of like nature with you, and we bring you good news that you should turn from these vain things to a living God who made the heaven and the earth and the sea and all that is in them." And so we see even here, this is more of the in-between. They agree that something incredible has happened, but not fitting for ones receiving the gospel. It's not the right way to respond to the gospel truth. And so if you've not obeyed the gospel and you found yourself somewhere in between, keep pushing, seek the truth, ask for help, give me a call. Do whatever you can to get out of the gray areas of your life and focus on the truth so that you're not caught somewhere in between. Run for the truth, and certainly as Christians, believe in faith that God can and does answer prayers, and He even answers them favorably. Let's not live somewhere in between in our faith. Let's live committed, running for the truth. Thanks so much for listening today. Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow with more Press On. Press On is brought to you by the Beaver Dam Church of Christ, located at 1235 William Street in Beaver Dam, Kentucky. We meet Sundays at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. for worship, and we have a midweek Bible study on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. You are always welcome to join us. For more Press On episodes or any other church information, find us online at beaverdamchurch.com, and you can always give us a call at 270-274-4451. Thanks for listening, and let's press on.